Well, good evening, Warrior fans. If you're still up and listening, welcome to Amity Warrior Basketball from Corbin University, where your Warriors are taking on the Blanchette Cavaliers in this boys' 3A matchup. Cavaliers come in ranked fourth in the state, a 12-3 record. The Warriors at number 12 right now in the state with a 10-5 record. And the Warriors are the most enigmatic team in the state of Oregon, maybe at any level, but definitely at 3A. With me tonight, Ron Huber. How you doing, Ron?
I'm here. It's good.
Ron is messing around with the tricky mic tonight. We're going to order up a new mic so that we don't have this issue going forward, but hopefully we can limp through tonight, and maybe by Friday for that West Side game, we'll have Ron another one. Boys are at home tomorrow against Taft, as are the girls, starting at 6 o'clock. Boys to follow that about 7:45. But the boys right now have a chance in this non-league action, Ron, to get themselves right. And when I say get themselves right, we're talking about not playing like they have the last two games. The loss at Dayton, 66-60 last week, really not a bad loss.
No.
That was a game that was a two-point game on the road, tough environment to play with a minute to go. And ended up losing by six, but it really was a one-possession game coming down to the very end. The game against Willamina, the Warriors come into that game without two of their three big guys. No Kodiak Yeager, he was out sick with the flu, and Tommy Jackson, who got hurt in that game against Dayton, got pulled to the floor awkwardly, hurt his back, hasn't played since then, and the Warriors lose a tough one at home, 54-53 to Willamina, who played very well, shot the ball very well.
And that's easily, between the two of them, 20 points and 20 rebounds.
And then the Warriors went on the road Friday to Horizon Christian to play a solid Horizon team, but a simple Horizon team.
Yeah.
A team that doesn't do anything tricky. They run their offense through their high post. Anthony Sprower, he either drives and shoots or drives and kicks. And we did not cover the kick.
Nope.
And they had one young man with 6 3-pointers and another one with three. That's 27 points, and those were wide-open looks from three-point range. We just didn't cover them. And the Warriors end up losing that game by 10.
Defensively, they don't do anything that's outrageous. That we just we couldn't hit. We couldn't throw it in the ocean.
I don't have the stats from that game. I didn't ask Scott, but I believe Sammy made three threes in the fourth quarter. We had five, I think, in the game. And I bet we were 5 out of 25.
Easily.
And we did not force a lot of three-pointers. We took what they gave us and couldn't make anything. It's just one of those nights. And the question is, can this team shake off a game like that and a three-game losing streak and get back to playing the way they're capable of playing? The only bright spot really from that Horizon game, Ron, I would say two things. Number one, we played great defense in the first quarter.
Yes.
Against Sprower.
Yeah.
We had a letdown in the second quarter and definitely in the third. But the first quarter, we showed some great defensive intensity, and I think the frustration on the offensive end bled over into the defensive side of that game. The other thing that was positive was Sam White in the fourth quarter of that game played exceptionally well the last probably 4 minutes of that game. He was the only reason that that was even a single-digit game. It was an eight-point game with about 3 minutes to go. And
rebounds and steals. He
was doing it all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then converting when he got down to the offensive end.
And he was able to actually get his three-point shot going, which hasn't been there much this middle part of this season. All right, we got about a minute and a half to go. We're going to take a quick break, come back with starting lineups for you. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be right back.
99W, as it enters Newburg, might as well be called Electric Avenue, because the three most exciting electric cars in America are right here at Newburg Ford. Focus Electric gets 110 MPGe and goes nearly 80 miles on a single charge. C-Max Energy and the amazingly attractive Fusion Energy are both rated at 100 MPGe and can drive unlimited ranges as 47 mile per gallon hybrids. Stop wasting money at the pump and come see us today at Newburg Ford, where we just work harder for you.
Blue Water Drilling, we've been proud to serve our Yamhill County customers for over 40 years. Hi, this is Dave. Remember, no two wells are alike, but the quality you get remains the same. For a free estimate or advice about your groundwater needs, call us at 503-868-7878. Blue Water Drilling. Since 1964, you get quality because we care.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. As Benji gets ready to read off the starting lineups here at a volume that is ear-shattering in this gymnasium. They could cut him in half and it'd still be loud. So Blanchett going to start Freddie Torres, a 6-foot senior. Diego Torres, a 5'11 junior. RJ Valiz, the guy to really watch, a 6'2 junior who's played point guard for them since he was a freshman. Number 23 is Mike Bashaw, 6'4 senior. And then Steve Koppel, a 6'6 senior post. And so a lot of length on this team. But the real key to this team is Mr. Valiz. Valiz is the best athlete in their school. He's their starting quarterback and been their point guard since he was a freshman, as I said. And that is, he's the guy that makes them go. Not a great outside shooter, or at least hasn't been his first couple of years. He is a very dynamic ball handler and defensive player. Runs the offense well, loves to penetrate, get to the basket, and will do a very good job on the glass as well from the guard position. So Warriors going with their normal starting lineup tonight. Parr, Nelson, White, Blake, and Jaeger. And still no Tommy Jackson.
Yep.
As you can hear, it's hard for us to talk when Benji's talking. I can barely hear myself in my headset. I don't think Benji knows where the volume is, or he just thinks louder is better.
Here's another 5'10 senior guard, number 2, Sam White!
So the key of the game tonight for the Warriors, I think, is going to be whether or not they can make an open three, because that's what's really hurt them their last game. Jaeger had a nice comeback game. He was a little off on his jump hooks against Horizon. Didn't have his shooting touch quite where he think he'd like to have it, but he was he definitely is a game changer when he's in there in terms of just the dynamics on the glass and his ability to rebound around the basket. An excellent rebounder. Plays a lot bigger than he is, Ron.
Yeah, and well, those three guards are the key. We can have our big guys are, I think, have played adequately. Tyler's come in and done a good job, but whether it's Tommy or Kodiak or Josh, their big guys have been adequate, but the guards have got to pick it up.
And the guards have been hit and miss this season. Mm-hmm. We are ready to go. Jumping it up at center will be Koppel and Mr. Jaeger, and we are ready to go. Referee is at center court, and the toss is up, and both of them flub that one. Valiz ends up with it in his hand. Or not Valiz, excuse me. Torres ends up with it in his hand, kicks it over, and there's a three-pointer for Bashaw right off the bat. Hits a three-pointer from the right wing, and it's 3-0.
Uncontested three.
Blake with a little penetration gets in, lays it up, and in! Zach Blake with a nice aggressive take to the basket, and it's a 3-2 game right away. Torres with it. Got two Torreses on the floor. That's Freddie Torres. Gives it to Valiz. Valiz, 6'2", junior point guard. Over to Koppel. Koppel back to Valiz. Valiz drives baseline. He is fouled on the drive. They're going to say two shots. They're going to, wow, that's some continuation there, Ron.
Whistle was 15 feet from the basket.
And he took another step after that and then started his shooting motion, and they gave him two shots. So Valiz goes to the line to shoot two. First foul of the game, and it's called on number 11, Jason Nelson. So Nelson on Valiz will be an interesting matchup, Ron.
Mm-hmm. Two good athletes.
Valiz misses the first foul shot. Valiz a little stronger, probably 15 pounds heavier than Nelson. Nelson, of course, a very dynamic leaper and a great defender. Valiz hits the second, and we have a 4-2 Blanchett lead here early in the first quarter. White with it on the left wing. A crossover dribble, gives it up to Parr at the top of the key, extended, swings it over to Jaeger on the right wing. Jaeger takes a three from there, looks good. Yes! Kodiak Jaeger with a 20-footer, knocks it down, and the Warriors take the 5-4 lead. Valiz on the right wing, Pennis starts to penetrate, steps back to the three-point line, gets it back after playing a little catch with Koppel there out top. Now Valiz swings it over to Torres on the left wing. Freddie Torres starts to drive, gives it up to his brother there, I guess, Diego Torres, who hands it off to Koppel, knocked away by Parr and out of bounds. The Blanchett ball down at the end of the bleachers here to our right, waiting for some spectators to walk by. Good timing there. Some real high basketball IQ spectators, Ron. Their
game is done. They're leaving.
Yeah, Bashaw inbounds to Veliz. Kicks it left side to Diego Torres. Torres on White. Back out to Veliz now on the left wing, extended. He gets a little screen from Koppel. Parr hedges that. Veliz to the foul line behind his back into traffic. Nelson blocked the shot. They call a foul. If that's on Nelson, that's two. I'm hoping that's on Parr. It is not. It's Nelson. He's got two fouls. And I think he'll leave him in. He just gives a little head shake to Jason. He's just not going to be able to challenge the shot or reach in now. Mm-hmm. Veliz to the line to shoot two again. Hits the first. And this is exactly the Veliz we've seen the last couple of years playing basketball. He is not looking for the three-point shot. He's looking to get into the lane, use that physical body, that 6'2 frame, to initiate contact and get himself to the foul line. He hits a pair there, and Blanchette takes a 6'5 lead. Blake brings it up. A little token man pressure there, but not much from Torres. Blake still with it. Now goes in the corner to Parr on the left side. Sets a screen for him. Parr, a little penetration, kicks out to Nelson, swings it to White. White, top of the key, over to Blake on the left wing. Blake looking for a little action there. He's isolated on Torres. Gets to the foul line, steps back, and misses that one a little bit long. Koppel with the rebound. Koppel and Bashaw, not big physical guys, but they are long. Left corner, Torres fakes the three, drives baseline, leads it for Koppel. Little runner in the lane, no good. And Jaeger with the rebound. Outlets to Blake. Blake pushes up the left side hard. Got Torres on his hip, takes it in, reverse lane, up and in! Zach Blake with a circus shot, coming out with that right hand on the other side. Torres penetrates baseline, gets into Blake's body. Blake didn't get back, but that shouldn't have been Blake having to get back there.
Well, Scott switched up Jason. Jason's not guarding Belize on defense.
Nelson throws the ball away at the other end, trying to penetrate, and couldn't wrap it around, says he got hit on the arm. Not happy about that. We got a 30-second timeout taken by Scott. It's 8-7 Blanchette. We're going to stay right here. So let's talk about that just a little bit. What we're seeing on the defensive end there, we saw two quick fouls on Nelson guarding Veliz. So they switched that up.
All right, Sam's got Veliz now.
So that's an advantage for Blanchette because Veliz at 6'2", you know, Sam's given up about 4 inches of height there and probably more than that in reach. Even though Sam's a good leaper and is a pretty physical guard, that's going to be a really tough matchup, and he's going to need some help on the drive there.
Well, their big guy's not going to beat us, so Kodiak should be able to they shouldn't have to play that tough. He should be able to pick up when the guy gets inside.
So the trick is, who's guarding Bashaw and who's guarding Koppel? Because I think you can sag off a Koppel, but Bashaw showed us right away
yes.
He can knock down that three,
yeah.
So you got to be careful there. And Jaeger's got Bashaw. Parr has Koppel. So Parr is your real help defense here.
Yes.
He's the guy that can then sag off his man a little bit. Veliz with it on the left wing, drives, gets into Sam. Sam strips it, and they call a foul. Looked pretty good from here, but we had to look through Sammy to see it. Good strip down by Sam, but Veliz gets the benefit of the doubt, and he goes back to the line.
I wouldn't pick him up. I'd dare him to shoot outside. He wants to drive every single time.
And I think that's it. You're going to have to back off him a little bit. He's just a big physical kid who handles the ball well, and he's looking for contact. He's not shying away. He's not trying to do anything tricky. He's taking it up and through the body if he can. Pair of free throws. Second one missed by Veliz. Warriors down two. Nelson ahead to Jaeger. Jaeger on the left wing. Takes Bash off the drive. Gets all the way in. Bash off blocks a shot. Sends Jaeger to the line. That looked like a pretty good block. But maybe that's a return for a Sammy strip at the other end. Puts Jaeger on the line. Boy, Bashaw got way up there to block that shot, Ron.
Yeah.
Because Jaeger took it in with two hands on the baseline. He was going to put that right up on the side of the square and bank it in with two hands. A real power move. And Bashaw got up above that and blocked that shot off the glass. But the old official right here, Ron, he gives him this one, right? Got him down low.
That one.
Yeah, got him down low. Jaeger hits a pair at the foul line. We're all tied up. So the Warriors benefit from a call there, just as Veliz benefited at the other end. And it's 9-9, 5 minutes and a little bit of change to go here in the first quarter. Veliz on the left wing.
He's got Blake on him now.
We got a zone.
Oh, he's got a zone.
We've gone to a 3-2 zone here to try to force Veliz to have to penetrate a zone. There's a tip by White picked up by Nelson. Nelson and White in the open court. White back to Nelson. Nice. Nelson lays it in with the left hand. That's how you run a break right there, Ron. Nice job by Sammy and Jason in the open floor there to get a two-on-one and convert that quickly before the help defense can come. Torres playing a little catch outside. He drives baseline now, gets all the way in, lays it up and in, and no, he didn't. It popped out. I don't know how that ball came out, but he draws the foul. That ball was three-quarters of the way in the rim, and the little spin on the ball caught the side of the rim and popped out.
Jason picked up his third foul.
So that'll get Wharton the game and Nelson out. That's a blow for the Warriors because he may let Nelson sit the rest of the first half. That's a long time.
Yeah, it's not even 4 minutes in this first quarter.
Warriors are up 11-9.
Freshman Josh
Freddy Torres misses the first free throw. He'll have one more as he was fouled on the shot, and it didn't go in. Second one by Torres, short. And Wart high up for the rebound there. Josh Wart in the game for Nelson. Other four still the starters. Parr, right wing with it. Pounding the hardwood with that, waiting to see where everybody sets up. Now he drives, gets in deep, kicks it out to Blake. Left corner three, a little long. Wart battling, comes out of there. Torres with it. It's Diego Torres in the open floor, pushes over to the left wing. Now he goes out to Bashaw. Bashaw drives baseline, pulls up from 15. Way strong Blake with the air ball rebound. Blake brings it up with the left hand. Now switches over to White. White, little penetration. She tries to shovel it in to Yeager, but Wart comes out of there with a loose ball. Back to Yeager. The corner three, short. And Valiz comes out of there with a rebound. Valiz pushing hard up the middle of the floor. White trying to wolf it from behind. Valiz pulls up from 10 feet and gets the roll. Bounces that one around, rattles the cage, and it drops in. 11-11 game, 3.5 minutes left to go first quarter. Blake on the left wing to White out by the center circle. Big floor here. It's a college floor. There's an extra 10 feet plus in length here, plus some extra width. So there's a lot of room, but it also wears you down a little bit. Blake, elbow jumper, no good, and good box out by Valiz, and he comes out of there with a rebound. Valiz, head up, looking up the floor. Parr stops, ball at the three-point line, top of the key. Valiz steps back, 22-footer, no good. White with the rebound. Flips that one behind his back to get away from Koppel. And then Valiz just runs into him. Boy, that was a late whistle, Ron. I didn't think we were going to get that call. Valiz just put a shoulder into him and stripped the ball for the fumble. But it's not football.
He can play football.
Oh, boy, can he ever. He was the engine that made that team go the last couple of years. He's a great athlete. He's just Mr. Can Do Everything. White with it. Second foul. First one on Valiz. Second team foul. White, Parr with it on the left wing. Bashaw on him.
Got it.
Got Wart inside, trying to create an angle, and then doesn't give it to him. Out to Blake on the right wing. Blake, little crossover, gets to the foul line, spins all the way to the basket, left it short. That was a great move, and his finger roll just caught the glass too soon. Torres with it to Bashaw on the right corner. Bashaw against this zone, swings it left side to Valiz. Now they go high post to Koppel. Koppel swings the elbows back and forth. Now back out to Bashaw for three. Good. Got to guard him. He's got six. Both of them, his three-pointers, good. And it's 14-11. Blanchette, White with it. Torres guarding him. Little drive. Goes behind his back. Now to Parr. Parr, left wing. Penetrates in. And Bashaw blocks the shot, apparently. And the rebound pulled out of there by Koppel. There's a tip by Blake on the outlet pass from Valiz. Yeager ahead to Parr. Parr lays it in. Nice job by the boys there. Good job by Yeager to pick up that loose ball and immediately see Parr streaking down the right side in that kind of crazy back-and-forth transition game there where nobody's really sure where anybody is. Valiz penetrates left side, gets all the way in. His shot partially tipped by Wart. Valiz powers through it and lays it in. Valiz with 8 in the game, leading all scorers. Bashaw has 6. Wart on the right wing. Starts to drive, backs down, spins, lays it in! He took that from the three-point line on 2 dribbles, a spin move, and the basket as he spun back to the right hand.
That's a bad mismatch.
Yeah, Koppel can't guard him out there.
No way.
Nope. You're right on that, Ron. Valiz backs it out, 118, and counting to go here in the first.
There's
a drive by Valiz, gets into traffic, leaves it short, ball tipped out of there. Bashaw gets it on the wing. He puts up the short jumper, no good. And Yeager with a great box out of Valiz. And then one-handed the rebound ahead to Blake on the right side. Blake drawing some defense, goes baseline, fakes the reverse, now takes it up on the left side and lays it in. What a great fake.
Yeah, Koppel's not much defensively.
He's just long,
yeah,
but he's not agile. And Blake took advantage of that, gave him a ball fake, got him out of position, and then came back with a two-hand layup on the left side. Bashaw with it. Takes wide the three. Open. Contested. Now, that was contested by Jaeger. And then off of Ward's hands. It was an air ball. Went off of Ward's hands and out of bounds. It looked like it was going to be an open look when he caught it, but a good job by Kodiak to get a hand up and just affect the shot a little bit. Koppel out, so they go shorter and more athletic, bringing in Sindlinger. Sindlinger is a 6'4 junior. Warriors up, 17-16.
38 seconds.
Torres with it on the left wing, goes down in the corner to Bashaw. He drives baseline, leaves it for Valiz. Valiz lays it up and in as he streaks from the top of the key. The zone turned their back on Valiz, and Valiz cut right to the basket. Nice pass by Bashaw. Jaeger gets down low over Bashaw, nice. Puts it up and in. That looks like the Kodiak Jaeger we know, Ron. He didn't look like that against Horizon.
No.
He attacked Bashaw, got him backpedaling, and then switched from the left hand to the right for the shot. And just that little soft touch he has around the rim is probably the best soft touch you'll see out of anybody playing in the lane, at least in the West Valley League. And that's nice. The end of the first quarter. They don't get a shot off.
Great and defense.
It was outstanding defense there. As we're talking, they just couldn't find a shot and couldn't get one up before the basket or before the buzzer went off. 19-18 Warriors after one quarter. This is KLYC McMinnville and Amity Warrior Basketball. We'll be right back.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, Amcraft Cabinets of McMinnville strives to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in 7 shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your vision. The friendly, courteous staff will help you select your dream cabinets from their vast inventory. Cabinet designs pleasing to the eye and to the budget. Amcraft Cabinets wishes the very best to the Dayton Pirates and the Amity Warriors in the state playoff.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. At the break here between the first and second quarters, Warriors up 19-18. And Ron, quick analysis of that first quarter from a Warrior viewpoint.
I thought the defense, once they figured out where the shooter was, picked it up the last 4 minutes with good defense. And offensively, they're showing some patience. And Blake is finishing as compared to the last few games. Last few games got inside there and not finished the layup.
But Blake had just probably the worst game of his high school career against Horizon. Couldn't make a shot inside or outside. Did not score in that game. So not only are they missing Tommy Jackson, they were missing Blake in action.
So he's got Hatch in the ball game for Tyler Parr.
And part of that's because Jason Nelson's on the bench. Jaeger drives down the left side, pump fake, puts it up and in. Nice pump fake, got Bashaw to jump up in the air. And Kodiak Jaeger now with 9 points in the first half, and the Warriors go up 3. Valiz, this is a 1-2-2 zone now, Ron.
Yep.
Valiz down in the right corner to Torres, back out to Valiz. Hatch comes out on him quickly. Back to Torres. Diego Torres hits a 3-pointer from there.
Slow getting out on him.
Yep. He doesn't have a quick release. He takes his time. But he ties that game up at 21. White crosses over, gives it to Jaeger. Jaeger to the foul line, still going to the right. Gives it to Hatch. Hatch with a drive towards the baseline, back to Jaeger. 18-footer, step back, no good. And a good box out and rebound by Sindlinger. Ahead to Valiz. Valiz, cross-court pass, left corner. There's a three from there. High arching three by number 5, Anise Namburi. And they go up 24-21 on back-to-back three-pointers. And both of them good looks. White pulls up for a three at the other end. It hits it. Sammy White coming right down, crossing over, getting a little rhythm dribble and just drilling it. We've got a tie game and a high-scoring game, Ron. Torres drives from the right wing. Hatch partially stripped it. They get it out again to the left corner. There's a missed three, this time by Namburi, and a loose ball foul as Bashaw goes to the ground. Foul's going to be against the Warriors.
Kodiak, I think.
Nope. It's going to be on Brian Hatch.
Brian Hatch.
Hatch's first 15 foul on the Warriors, just 2 against the Cavaliers. 6:31 to go, second quarter, tied up at 24. Foul trouble in the game. Jason Nelson with 3. Valiz takes the 3 on the inbound, misses it. Ball tipped. Namburi with it. Swings it out to Bashaw. 3 from the left wing. No good, and White gets the rebound. So a couple of missed threes there. Torres harasses White. White gets away from him, brings it across half court, pushes hard left. Ball stripped away. We're going to have a reach-in foul on Namburi, I think. Namburi, not very big. 5'8", they list him at. I don't think he's that. He's about an inch shorter than Brian Hatch, at least.
They call a foul on 11. That's one of the...
So they got it on Torres. Diego Torres. Okay. Torres. Third team foul against Blanchette. Inbound to Blake. Looks at the three from the left wing. Doesn't take it. Now he drives baseline. Kicks it out in the corner. White for a right corner three. Long. Had a good look there. He's going to be unhappy about missing that one. That was uncontested. Veliz in the open court. Still going all the way in. White or Wart tries to take a charge. Veliz just kind of slides off of him and lays it up and in. Nice job by Veliz to control his body there. 26-24. Blanchette. Blake with it on the right wing. Swings it over to Hatch on the left side. Back to Blake out by the center circle. Blake bounce pass to White.
Oh, boy. Got
now down low. Jaeger turns around from 10. No good. Wart. High for the rebound on the weak side. Turned, goes right to the basket, lays it up and in. He had Namburi on him. And that'll get Max Goodman up off the bench to have a conversation about defensive rotations, I think. Because I think there's going to be a 30-second timeout. That's one of those rotations that Namburi got stuck on Wart. Wart got the rebound. Namburi had slid down in that zone defense, had dropped down in there. And then when Wart got the rebound, Namburi was trying to contest his shot. Namburi maybe 5'7", Wart at 6'4". It took Josh a half a second, right?
Yeah.
And then he realized who was on him, and he just took a little dribble and turned around and laid it up and in. There was nothing Namburi could do. 26-26, 5:33 to go in the second quarter. We have one of the more entertaining games we've had this year, Ron.
Yeah.
Two teams playing very well. Both teams shooting the ball fairly well and executing very well. Getting good looks. Causing the defenses to really have to scramble. So Veliz getting a short break, or is he in the game? Nope, he's still in the game. Saw Torres bringing the ball up the floor. Diego Torres with it.
Veliz won't come out.
Probably not. Namburi in the right wing back to Torres. Torres swings it to Veliz on the left side.
He's trapped
there. Loses the ball. Still on the floor, and we've got a loose ball foul. That should be on Veliz. He grabbed Hatch's ankle. Veliz got kicked in the face. There's blood there.
He's got bloody nose.
And that was because, and they got him for the foul, too. He reached out and got a hold of Brian's ankle. So they need to get him out of the game if that's bleeding. Maybe it isn't. It looks pretty red from here, Ron. I mean, we can see his nose is red. How is that not blood on it? Maybe my eyes deceive me, but, man, he looks like he got a fat nose. And he's leaning his head back like it's bleeding, too. White with it out top. Warrior basketballs. We come up on the five-minute mark in the second quarter. Hatch on the right wing, playing well since he's been in the game, not forcing anything and playing good defense. Hatch lobs to Jaeger, mid-post, turns, jump hook,
nice.
Good! Boy, you know, Kodiak Jaeger has mastered the lost art of the jump hook. That was a popular shot back in the 80s and 90s in the NBA. Magic Johnson really made that popular way to get your shot off against a bigger guy, and Kodiak Jaeger owns that shot around the basket. Veliz out on top to Bashaw, 22-footer, good. You got to get out on Bashaw. Saw him at the state tournament last year. Mike Bashaw can shoot. 6'4". And a great shooting touch. He's got 9 in the game. He's hit 3 out of 4 three-pointers. 4.5 to go. White tries to return the favor from the left wing. A little strong, tipped, and Hatch comes out of there with it to Blake on the right wing, extended. Now goes high post to White. White bounce pass to Jaeger. Jaeger will back it out and reset to Blake.
Boy, they got a mismatch inside. If Josh has got little guys on him.
White drives, bounce pass, and they got him for a travel. Said he came down before he got rid of the pass, I think. Parr coming in. And White going to get a break. So Parr, Wart, Hatch, Jaeger, and Blake on the floor. Nelson on the bench with 3 fouls. Sammy trying to explain what he thought he did with the move. Coach Nelson sympathizing with him, but what can you do? They called it a travel. You got to be a little cleaner on that move. Namburi on the right wing. Bounce pass into the high post, Veliz. Veliz double teamed in there, loses the ball. Veliz gets it back about half court, swings it left side. Torres for a 3, no good. Parr with a weak side rebound over to Blake. Blake, head up, looking to push. Hits Hatch on the left wing for 3, no good. Parr with a rebound. Tyler backs it out, swings it out on top to Blake. Blake will take a 24-footer. Good! Zach Blake with 9 points. Hits the three-pointer from about 24 feet top of the key, and that'll challenge your zone. If a guy's going to stick that shot, your zone's in trouble. Torres on the right wing. Warriors still in some sort of a zone, a 1-2-2 it looks like. Veliz swings it left side to Namburi. Now they get it over the right side to Torres. Back on top to Veliz. They play a little catch-out top. Hatch
gotta
is doing a good
him.
Job at the top of that 1-2-2. There's a tip by Blake, but Namburi gets it back. Little hook there and passes it to a cutting. Bashaw lays it up and in. Nice cut by Bashaw and a great pass by Namburi. Bashaw with 11 in the game. Blake right angle, drives baseline, leaves it for Wart. Wart takes it in. He got hit, fouled. Lost the ball on the way up, no call. He never really had good control of that ball, though, and I think that's why he didn't get the call. Bash on the right wing with it, out on top. 31-31 game with 2:45 to go in the first half. Valiz looks at a three from the left wing. Kid's tough, isn't he, Ron? Took a foot to the face. Nose is all bright red. We can see it from here, and he hasn't missed a beat. There's a horrible pass, though, by Bashaw. He thought Valiz was going to stay out on that left wing. Valiz was cutting to the high post. White in and Wart out. Josh has got 4 points in the game and gave him some good rebounding help inside. Did a good job. Warrior basketball. On the floor for the Warriors, Jaeger, Blake, Parr, Hatch, and White. Hatch goes out to Blake on the right wing. Swings it to White out top. White working on Torres. Gets the drive all the way in. Lays it up and in. Sammy White protecting the ball. And the defense never collapsed on him.
No.
And so where Sam has had problems is when a zone defense has collapsed. This time he got a little man action and he was able to take Torres and no help defense ever came. Valiz down low. Hooks White. Goes up and in. And Sammy got a little out of position there. And Valiz knows how to use his body, Ron.
Yep.
He felt White out of position and just kind of hooked around him, made sure that he had contact as he went up. He's less concerned about making the basket than he is about getting to the foul line and getting us in foul trouble. 16 fouls on the Warriors. That's two on White, and Valiz hits the foul shot.
Tyler Parr came out on Koppel just way too high. It opened up the middle. Because Koppel got that at about top of the key, and Tyler came out on him. There was nobody in the middle of the key.
Koppel has not shown any inclination to shoot the ball outside of about 2 feet. Valiz hits a pair.
No reason to go out on him.
14 points for Valiz here in the first half, and he's only attempted one shot outside of about 3 feet. He took a three that he didn't hit. Everything else has been right at the rim. Hatch, right corner three, no good. Blake tips it. Oh, he couldn't get it to go in. He did try to do the alley-oop tip there. Bashaw throws it ahead to Valiz. Valiz in the left corner. Back to Valiz now. That's Sindlinger into the game. There's a ball knocked away. Bashaw starts to drive, pulls up at the foul line. No good.
Oh.
Rebound put up, no good. Parr tips the ball out of bounds.
Ooh.
Off of Blue.
Got a break.
That was Moore that had the putback attempt. So they have Moore, Maravilla, Valiz, Bashaw, and Koppel on the floor. This is an interesting lineup for them. They're going pretty deep on that bench. I think they're 9 deep over there so far in this game. Maybe 10. They have at least 9 guys in the game. They extend 1-2-2 zone.
Yeah, they've come out.
White in the right corner. Out to Blake. Blake swings it to Hatch on the left wing. You got to get that ball in. We had a double high post there in the same spot. That doesn't work. Now they get into Parr. Parr backs down.
He
is fouled on the floor. So they had Jaeger and Parr both kind of went to that high left post there. And Brian did a good job of being patient. He cleared Kodiak out, sent him to the corner, went down to Kodiak. Kodiak went into Tyler in the high post, and they ended up drawing a foul there. Bad pass inbounds. Oh. Jaeger gets it back, lays it up, misses. Fighting in there, and Koppel comes out of there. Kodiak can't believe he missed that one. There was a breakdown defensively,
Stop
and Kodiak
guy.
Missed. Valiz driving hard, puts the brakes on, pulls up, banks it in from 8 feet. 16 in the first half for Valiz, 35-33 Blanchette. Haven't figured out how to stop him yet. Even a kick to the face by Brian Hatch hasn't stopped him. White, 30 feet out on the right wing, goes down in the corner to Hatch. They tries to go high post to Jaeger. Jaeger
fouled.
That's going to be, I think, on Moore reaching in. That'll be 16 fouls with 28 seconds left to go in the second quarter. So probably neither team making it to the bonus here, barring a quick foul. Warrior basketball, right side of the key on the baseline. They box it up with Jaeger and Parr down low, Hatch and Zach Blake up top. They go out top to Blake. Blake down in the corner to Jaeger. Back to Blake on the right wing. Swings it to Hatch. To Parr. Takes a left angle three. Good! Tyler Parr! Squaring it up. Knocking down the three. And the Warriors go up one. 36-35. 12 seconds and counting to go here in the first half. Valiz by the center circle. We're down to 9.
He will keep the ball.
He wants to drive. He starts left. He keeps going left.
Travel.
He gets into traffic. Misses the shot. Parr battling. Tipping. Parr comes down with it. And that is the end of the first half. What a game. Warriors are up 19-18 after one. They're up 36-35 as both teams score 17 points in the second quarter. So the Warriors had 19 in the first, 17 in the second, and Blanchett 18 in the first, 17 in the second. What an exciting high school basketball game, Ron.
Yeah, it's good. I tell you, Belize, he got 16 points. I don't think one of them's out of the key.
He didn't make a shot. He took 1-3 from the top of the key. He missed it pretty badly. And other than that, he hasn't done anything but go hard left.
Yep.
And
free throws.
Yeah, and free throws.
Obviously.
But he loves to drive left.
Yep.
You've got to force him back to the right hand. Make him get to the right side of the key. Make him work on that side. Take away what he wants to do. And we haven't done that in the first half. He has, I believe, 16 points in the first half, including 6 out of 8 from the foul line. Bashaw with 11, 3 three-pointers, 3 out of 5 for him from three-point range. Diego Torres with 5, and Namburi with 3. For the Warriors, Kodiak Yeager leading the way with 11, Zach Blake with 9, White with 5, Parr with 5, Wart 4, and Nelson 2. And Jason, of course, only played about 3.5 minutes in the first half with foul trouble. All right. Anything you want to add to that, Ron, before we take a break?
No, they're competing. They're kind of looks like they're going to get along tonight. Good attitudes, sharing the ball, playing good defense. Even though it looks like probably not 36-35, but they've shut off one guy, except for one guy, they've shut off that middle.
All right, we're going to take a break here for a few minutes and be back to get you set up for the second half. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville. Enjoy a few sponsor commercials. Welcome back, Warrior fans. A couple minutes ago here before the start of the second half, 36-35. Warriors up one in an extremely entertaining first half of basketball, and it wasn't so much entertaining from a highlight point of view. It was entertaining from a basketball point of view. If you like basketball, what we saw was just some excellent teamwork by both teams, moving the ball, getting open looks, playing hard-nosed defense, and executing on the offensive end. Uh-huh. And both you and I know Max Goodman, from the head coach from Blanchett. And
he's been an assistant there for lots and lots of years. He finally, I think the last 2 years, been the head coach.
And he's got those kids playing a little different style of basketball than they used to play. When we saw them a couple years ago, over at their place during the regular season, they weren't this kind of a game. Of course, Feliz was a freshman, and he got in foul trouble in that game. But he's taken what he has, and he's running an offense that really suits his players well. He's got guys in the right spot to get shots that they can make, and nobody on his team, this is what I like, nobody's playing outside of themselves at all. And for once, we can say the same thing about the Warriors. Everybody playing within their game, doing what they do. And that's the secret to being a really good team, Ron. It's not about having the best players. It's about having players that do their role and know where the limitations of that role are and don't try to do too much.
Yeah.
But the flip side of that is when it's your role, you better do it. You can't hesitate. If you're a shooter, you got to shoot when you catch that ball in your spot. You know, if you're a rebounder, you got to be in doing your rebounding thing. Everybody has to do their job, and they have to do it with confidence, but they can't do it with overconfidence that they stretch themselves outside of their boundaries. So good first half of basketball here. Late game. They ran a little behind today. It's 9-11 right now. So we might get out of here, depending on how tight this game is and how many fouls there are and kind of how we come down the stretch in this one. We might get out of here before 10 o'clock, Ron. It's possible.
Well, they didn't call a lot of fouls. I mean, until the last, didn't get the bonus till like the last 30 seconds. Nobody actually made
the bonus.
Yeah.
Both had 6 when we went to halftime. All right. We are ready to get rolling here. Leading scorer in the first half, R.J. Valiz, point guard from Blanchett, with 16 in the first half. Warriors were led by Yeager with 11. But good balance by the Warriors.
So Jason's back, but we've got Sam on Valiz.
Torres with it. Goes high post to Valiz. Valiz crosses over to the left hand, dumps it down low, and the other Torres kicks it out. It's Freddie Torres. He's got it in the right corner now. Look at Blake down there on Koppel. Blake 5'10". It's a 2-3 zone for the Warriors.
They were playing, man. They just end up with a bad switch.
You're right. Okay. They did end up with a bad switch. And Blake's playing it like a zone. He's not going to go anywhere near. Now he's got Torres. Valiz out top with it. Kicks it right side to Diego Torres.
Kodiak could just get back. Just leave Koppel.
Tries to lob it inside. Blocked back by Yeager, but Bashaw gets it to Valiz. Right angle. 24-footer. No good. And Blake comes out of there with a rebound. Good box out by Blake. Lake in the open court, puts the brakes on a little bit at the foul line, goes left, tries to wrap it around to Yeager, knocked out of bounds by Freddie Torres. Warriors basketball going to be on the baseline to the right side of the key. They're going to box this up with Parr and Yeager down low. Yeager on the ball side. He screens away.
Kodiak wide open.
Get it to Parr. Parr, little jump fake, shoots the ball and knocks it down. Little elbow jumper, faked Koppel, and then shot it up cleanly. Parr with seven in the game, three out of three shooting, I believe.
Nice.
There's Yeager with a steal in the low post as he wraps around Koppel. Koppel not athletic enough. There's a good pass to White. White takes it in. His shot blocked by Bashaw and saved by Bashaw. That would have been a good time for a pass once he drew Bashaw to him.
Yeah.
Kicks it left side. And there's a travel by Torres. Yep. Freddie Torres got happy feet there. Thought he was going to be able to drive as he had Blake flying at him, and he moved both feet twice. Did a little dance out there. Everybody knew it. Nelson with the ball. He brings it up. Warriors up 38-35 here early in the third quarter. White now takes over the point. Man-to-man defense for Blanchett to Yeager. Yeager with Bashaw on him. High post now popping out. Parr gives it to Nelson to White. They go low post to Yeager. Yeager turns, jump hook,
nice.
And it won't stay in. Oh, that was halfway down. That's a great little jump hook, and usually that's money for him. He gets it off so quick. Valiz kicks it out. Koppel, top of the key. Now goes down low, and somebody lost a cutting Torres. Freddie Torres with his first basket of the game. Boy, he got completely lost going baseline there. Parr on the left wing. Little dribble out to White. White near the center circle with it. He's got Torres on him. He drives, gets into his body, and drew the block. Block going to be on Diego Torres. Second foul.
He just takes one extra step. He got bailed out by the foul there, but that's...
Gets in just a little too deep, I think, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Torres' second first-team foul of the half on either team. Nelson on the left wing goes in the corner to White, looking for a three from there. She knocks it down. Sammy White. We have a weird angle up here, Ron.
Yeah.
Because that ball did not look like it was above the rim coming in, but the angle we have up in the balcony here, a little deceptive. I thought it was going to be short. White knocks it down clean. 41-37 Warriors. Valiz with it on the right wing. Hasn't driven right much this game. Now he does. Goes baseline. Kicks it out. Torres, left corner three. No good. Yeager tips it. Can't get it. The other Torres chases it down the corner. Saves it back out. And Valiz chases it down by half court. 5:15 left to go. Third quarter. Valiz goes down low to Koppel. Koppel up. Leaves it short. Ball tip. Blake can't save it. Bashaw does. Into Torres. Torres, little runner. No good. Gets it back. No box out by Blake there. Out to Valiz. Valiz on the right wing. He backs it out and resets the offense. Valiz threatens with the drive. Now kicks it left to Torres. Traveled. Torres traveled. Got away with it. Yep. Shuffled those feet. Valiz goes high post to Koppel. Hands off to Valiz. White knocks it away. Can't get it back. Valiz gets it. Valiz starts to drive. Kicks it left corner. Bashaw for three. Good. Oh. Boy, he's got a nice shot. His first points of the second half. It's 41-40. Blake, left wing. Drives, looking for somebody. Nobody there. Finally goes out to Nelson in the right corner. Nelson with the drive. Hasn't done anything with all that foul trouble. Parr, left angle, three short. And chased down in the corner by Parr. Saves it back into Nelson. Nelson, double team down there. He strips away from that. He goes right in, lays it up, and in! Jason Nelson took that one upon himself. He started in the left, out on the left wing, almost in the corner with a double team. Ripped through that. Went all the way to the basket. And there's a three-pointer at the other end by Freddie Torres. We're tied at 43.
Bad.
White on the right wing. Doubled down there. Out to Nelson. Nelson fakes the three. Drives out to Parr. Parr, top of the key. Little floater. No good. Koppel with the rebound. Gets it over to Valiz. Valiz ahead to Torres on the left wing. Bounce pass to nobody. Cut. I don't know if he just lost that. He was trying to fake it or if he thought somebody was going to cut. Parr with the steal. Nelson, right wing, three.
Nope.
No good. Valiz with the rebound. Valiz up the middle of the floor. Wheeling, dealing through traffic there. Pulls up at the foul line to Koppel from the foul line. No good. White with the rebound. Both teams a little cold here. There's a throw ahead to Valiz. He knocks it out of bounds, and it'll be Warrior basketball. The pass was intended for Blake, and Valiz almost got the steal there, but he was falling out of bounds and couldn't save it.
There was a lot of action there without the clock stopped. no out of bounds and no fouls.
Just back and forth, back and forth. Yeah. And I don't know. Jason's looking at something on the floor here. We've got an official timeout. I don't know what he's talking about here. He's going over to the scorer's table to talk to the other official. 3:09 left to go third quarter, 43-43. Here we are 5 minutes into this quarter, Ron. There's been one foul. And I'm not sure what the stoppage is. I don't know.
Somebody got blood. They're looking for blood.
They're looking for blood out there. I think Jason saw it on the floor, I think, and he said it's not mine.
That could be left over from police because he had a bloody nose for...
I don't know how he kept that blood from showing up. That might be the most impressive thing we've seen on the floor all night. He got kicked in the nose by Hatch.
Yeah.
Picked up the foul, and you could tell right away that he was bleeding, but somehow he kept the blood all inside of his nose. I think he was swallowing it down here at this left end. He had his head tipped back and waiting for that nose to stop bleeding, but he kept it all inside and didn't have to leave the game. And the officials are still looking around trying to figure out who's bleeding. They're not finding anybody. Vliez goes over and gets a towel, brings it out on the floor. They're still cleaning up the blood. They have to use a special solution that kills any viruses that could be in the blood. Safety precaution there. The official checking to make sure everything is not only clean but now dried up. So they've got that. So I think Jason noticed it and pointed it out to the official. It's kind of where he was standing there, and then quickly pointed out to the official, it's not coming from me. 43-43, 3:09 left to go third quarter. Warrior basketball right in front of the scorer's table at half court there, and Parr will inbound. White with it, brings it across half court. Pushes over to the right, hands off to Nelson. Nelson, high post to Jaeger. Nobody cutting, ball knocked away. He gets it back. Oh, now he drives, takes it in with the left hand and scores. Kodiak Jaeger at the rim, finishing strong with that left hand. There are certain things that Kodiak does better than anybody else in this league, and that was one of them right there. Left corner three for Torres, short. Nelson with a long rebound. Nelson up the middle of the floor with it, wheeling and dealing through traffic. Little crazy, out to the corner. Blake, three-pointer, left corner, looks good. No, off the back rim. Nelson tips it. Blake saves it back to Parr. No, and Torres steps in front. But Blake knocks it away, and Jaeger gets it. Warrior basketball. Parr waiting for everybody to kind of get back to their positions here and set up the offense. Gives it to White. White sends Tyler into the high post here, directing a little traffic. Torres comes out on him, hands to Jaeger. Jaeger, right wing. To Parr as he pops out, swings it over to Nelson. Nelson to White on the left side. Now they go down low to Jaeger. Jaeger swings it over to Blake. Blake gotta fakes the three, drives, gets all the way in, leaves it for Jaeger at the foul line. 17-footer, takes one bounce, no good, and Bashaw with it, and Blake reaches in and gets the foul. He just saw that. It was like trying to take a piece of candy off the counter there. Just couldn't quite get his hand in there quick enough.
What we're seeing tonight is they're running their offense through to the third and fourth and fifth options, which
we didn't even know they had four options, Ron.
That's been a problem the last four games, quite frankly.
It has been. It has been. The offense has looked like one-on-one basketball an awful lot. Wart in, Parr out. 1:57 left to go third quarter. Warriors up two. One foul on each team so far, 6 minutes into this half. And it's not that it's not a physical game, but it's so fast and so much movement that people don't really have a chance to commit fouls. Bashaw, top of the key, his pass knocked down by White right back to him. Now he gets it to Torres. Torres on the left wing, 2-3 zone for the Warriors. Gets it to Vliez, goes baseline, tough right hand reverse lay-in. And they've done a good job of holding Vliez in check. That's his first basket of the second half, Ron, after 16 in the first half.
Once again in the blue, though.
45-45. Minute 20 to go, third quarter. White looking for some help, goes to Blake. Blake had the open three, fakes, goes baseline, hangs, misses, gets it back, can't alley-oop it up. He got the side of the backboard on that. He just got too deep. Koppel gets it to Vliez. Vliez throws it way ahead to Torres on the left wing, takes a 23-footer, good. Wow, that was a deep three.
Bad transition defense.
Three-pointer by Torres makes it 48-45 Blanchette. Down low to Jaeger. Jaeger turns. Ball knocked away. No foul called there. Push ahead to Vliez. Vliez in transition.
Traveled.
Got away with one there. Runs Nelson down and lays it up and in. It did look like a travel. Vliez has four in the quarter. Now 20 in the game. Blake, Warriors down five. Most they've been down since early. Wart, low post, working on Koppel. Hands it to Jaeger. He's fouled. Torres reaching in. Nice pass by Wart. Jaeger just diving in from the top of the key down the right side of the lane, and Wart, as he started to make his move from the left low block, saw Jaeger coming, shuffled the pass to him, and Torres reached in and fouled Kodiak on the way up, so it'll be a two-shot foul. 28 seconds left to go third quarter. Jaeger, chance to cut this lead down. Misses the first. Kodiak's been one of the probably the third best foul shooter on this team this year behind White and Blake. Probably shooting right around 75% on the year if I were going to haphazard a guess. And he misses a pair. Ball out of bounds off of Torres. Warriors get a break.
Got a break.
Wart was battling in there. Those are those calls that could go either way. You don't even know how an official is going to think he saw that. Warriors box it up right side of the key on the baseline. White will inbound it. Goes down low to Jaeger. Jaeger in traffic. Jump hook with the right hand. No good. Wart battling. He gets the rebound. Ball stripped away by Torres.
Not strong.
Yep, got to be stronger, and he knows it. That's just something he's got to improve in his game, is get stronger with that ball. He had a great offensive rebound, and he was making a good move, except Torres came around baseline and just stripped it out of his hands. Torres swings it out to his brother out on the left wing. Valiz drives, hooks a pass to Bashaw, lays it up and in on the left block right at the buzzer. So the Warriors were tied at 45. Actually, we're ahead 45-43, a 9-0 run to end the third quarter, Ron. And we go into the fourth. Warriors down 52-45. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville. Welcome back, Warrior fans. So Ron and I were just talking there during the commercial. Warriors were up 45-43 with about a minute and a half to go in the third quarter, a 9-0 run, and a combination of things, Ron.
Yeah.
Sorry, I set you up. You didn't know I was going to set you up
no,
there.
No, we didn't get the breaks inside. We had a couple of lay-ins that were all the way down in the hoop and came back out. Yeah.
And defensively, we left a couple of open shooters. Yep. Nobody found Bashaw that last time right on the baseline. And a great pass by Valiz off the drive. Warriors ball, though, to start the fourth. It's do or tie time kind of right now for the Warriors. They've got to close this down, keep this game close right now. Blake with it on the right wing. Backs out, goes inside to Wart on the low block.
Smart,
Wart
smart.
Brings the double, takes it up with the left hand. Nice. Up and in! Josh Wart coming across the key. Nobody came to help on defense, and he got the basket with the left hand.
Uh-oh.
52-47, and Wart kicks the ball. That was headed into Koppel for a lay-in. Kicks it away from Torres.
I was saying, because he is a wide-open three. Torres had a wide-open three, and he chose to pass.
Well, he had Koppel streaking down that side, and Koppel would have had a would have been hard for Jaeger to contest that. Koppel about 6'6". They stack it up right side of the key, get it in the corner to Koppel. Wart right up in his grill. I like that. Gets it to Bashaw. Bashaw, great shooter at 6'4". Can't leave him alone. Now they get it to Valiz.
Here's the key. I just back way off this guy.
Valiz working left, throws it down low to Koppel. Koppel in the key. Blocked by Wart! And Blake comes out of there. Koppel didn't know which way to go. Blake was harassing him on one side, Wart on the other. Nelson bounced past to Jaeger, and he's fouled by Koppel. Jaeger will shoot two, see if he can redeem himself here a little bit, Ron.
That's the other thing in that run. We had Jaeger missed two foul shots.
Yep. And we got the offensive rebound, and we turned it over.
Yep.
So that was an empty trip. We had like four empty trips in a row there, and they had four trips in a row that resulted in something positive. Jaeger misses the foul shot. So now this one's in his head, Ron. You and I have been around basketball long enough to know what missing a couple of free throws does to even a good free throw shooter.
Well, his technique is going to be that way. He's going to be either on or...
That bangs ball. The second one in.
That ball had some rotation. It had a chance.
Warriors cut it to four. Now they get into a little full court trap here. One, I don't know what this is.
This is good.
Wart with a steal. Tips it to Nelson. Nelson, and we'll have to try to explain that. I don't know what that defense was. Blake on the left wing gets it down in the mid post to Wart. Wart poked away by Bashaw. A little experience versus some young there. Torres leaves it for Torres. Out on top to Koppel. This is not where they want with the ball. Koppel finds Valiz finally. Valiz on the right wing. Wart backs off, makes him go baseline. He kicks it out. Torres wide open three. Nobody got on him, and he buries it. The Torres kids can shoot. They're not going to beat you off the dribble, but we're letting those guys spot up. Back to a 7-point lead. The Warriors worked hard to get it down to four there, and it's right back to seven. White, top of the key, picks up his dribble, gets it to Blake. You need Blake to come alive here. Swings it to Jaeger, right corner. Jaeger will drive, step back, gets it to White, top of the key, three, short. Ball tipped by Nelson. Blake chases it down. Blake spins baseline, and he traveled. And I think he knew it. Just got a little fancy on that spin move. So the Warriors last time in this press looked like they had Wart chasing Valiz. He ended up getting a steal. I'm not sure what happened there.
That's a 1-2-2 zone press, but they're...
Bashaw throws it ahead to Torres. Wart's coming back to meet him, and Torres makes the basket. Wart draws the foul.
Diego Torres.
Diego Torres with 10 in the game now. And you know what, Ron? It's not Valiz and it's not Bashaw that are killing us this half.
Yeah.
It's Torres and Torres. Par in, Wart out.
Tyler Parr checking back.
You know, Valiz has only got 4 points this half. And Bashaw only has five.
Yeah.
So they have 9 points between the two of them, but the Torres boys are killing us. And one misses and the other one gets the rebound.
Out
saves it back into Koppel. That was Freddy Torres between Jaeger and Wart, or Jaeger and Parr getting the rebound. Koppel, top of the key, gets it to Bashaw. This is a 9-point game right now. Valiz, center circle, works his way down, goes left, throws it down low. Parr with a steal. Valiz got a little out of sync there, didn't see Parr. Ahead to White. White, left angle, three, good! Sammy White makes it a 6-point game. He's got 11 in the game. 57-51. Warriors back in their press. Koppel handling that. Throws it ahead to Torres. Torres gets it back to Koppel. It's a weird press break. They go to Bashaw. Bashaw goes, drives off the wing, gets way up in the air, and lays it in off the glass. Back to an 8-point game. Blake, right wing. Swings it to White. White, left angle. Starts to drive, goes left, gets into high, tough traffic, and lays it up and in somehow. Magic shot by Sam White. He's got 13. Sammy loves to go down that left side of the lane, much like Valiz does. He just doesn't have Valiz's length or strength. Valiz now drives all the way in. Nobody stops him, and he goes all the way to the basket and scores. That's some weak defense there by the Warriors. Nobody's stepping in to stop Valiz. 61-43, or 53. Parr knocks down a three-pointer top of the key, and we've got a timeout taken by Scott Nelson. Nice job by Tyler to step into that. He's got 10 points in the game, Ron. He's done a good job. It's been his best offensive game, best overall game we've seen in quite a while out of Tyler.
Tyler Parr with the three ball.
It's going to be a 30-second timeout, so we're going to stay here. 4:30 left to go fourth quarter. 61-56, Blanchett with the lead. And right now, this game, Ron, is all about the end of the third quarter. The Warriors went from being up two to being down seven as we headed into the fourth. It's now a 5-point game. That little minute and a half run that Blanchett put on, I mean, you think about this. If this game ends up being a loss and it ends up being a close game, kind of like what it is right now, that minute and a half out of 32 decided the game.
Yeah. Well, we'll need to put a run on them, the same sort of thing, to get back in it. Defensively, you need to check it up in a notch. And
you got to get some stops.
Yep.
Helps if you get a turnover here and there, but you got to get stops. And the last couple of times we've given up driving lay-ins, those are not stops. Those would be the opposite of stops, Ron. Those are goes. I don't think that's a basketball term, but Bashaw gets it into Torres. Blake on him.
Nice
they
trap.
Trap him there. He gets it to the other Torres. This is Diego Torres. Bounce pass to Koppel. Reverse lay-in up and in.
Steven Koppel.
Koppel. His first basket of the game.
I was going to say.
Blake on the left wing, 7-point game. Warriors giving up three lay-ins in a row defensively. Blake goes baseline, leaves it for White. White in traffic, scores, and he's fouled. Sammy White was just drifting towards the basket. Blake drove baseline, drew three blue jerseys towards him, and White, in the middle of that traffic, catches the ball, lays it up and in. They didn't really know where he was. And the foul on Diego Torres, his third, fourth team foul on Blanchett. Warriors have two. White to the line, buries the foul shot, makes it a 4-point game.
Brian Hatch checking in.
Hatch in. Blake getting a break here. Be a short one, I would assume. Warriors back in their press here. Man-to-man pressure. Bashaw with it. Nelson on him. Nelson still playing with those three fouls he picked up in the first quarter. Bashaw driving on him. Now puts the brakes on. Wants to hand it to Valiz. Warriors do a great job. Finally, he gets it to Valiz. Valiz gets tripped up by Hatch incidentally, and Valiz took a little hip pointer, I think, there. That didn't feel good. He got kind of spun off of Hatch's foot as they tangled up. That's not the first time they've tangled up this game, Ron. The last time it was Valiz taking a Hatch foot to the mouth and Valiz getting the foul because he was on the floor and tripped Hatch. This time Hatch trips him.
Uh-oh.
There's a little drive by Torres down the right side. Ball knocked away, and he can't be the first person to touch it coming back in. He went out of bounds and tried to get back in to recover the ball. You can't do that. 59-63, Warriors down four and the ball.
This is a good, important trip down the floor.
3:45 to go, fourth quarter. White, little drive, goes right into traffic, and you got a foul.
Oh, my goodness.
Woo, I thought we were going to have a jump ball. It's going to be a foul, and they have called a lot of fouls when you drive. They haven't called almost any other fouls in this game, Ron. 90% of the fouls in this game have been if you drive aggressively to the basket. They called that one on the floor.
Yep.
It's on Freddy Torres, his second, 15 foul. 3:39 to go. Warriors inbound it to Nelson right at the rim. He's fouled by Torres. That'll be his third, and Nelson will go to the line to shoot two. Boy, I like that play. Sammy does such a good job of looking the defense off, looking it off, and then hits the cutter. And Nelson, with that great elevation, you have to pretty much foul him when he's on the run like that coming at the rim. He's going to be above the rim real quick. Nelson at the foul line misses it.
He needs to shoot better now. His foul shots.
Last couple of games, he's struggled.
Yeah.
Earlier in the season, he was much more consistent. He'll have another one. He buries that one.
Jason.
5 points for Nelson, 63-60. Warriors back in their man pressure, denying Valiz. They get it into Valiz. White picking him up.
Make him go left. That's what he's doing.
Valiz pushes hard with the right hand. Now slows down to Bashaw on the right wing. Bashaw, Nelson on him. Bashaw dribbles around the top of the key, gets it to Torres, who gives it to Diego Torres. Nelson D'ing him up now. Torres out in the corner to Bashaw, fakes the three. They want to run some clock here.
A lot of times.
They swing it all the way over, and we've got a reach-in foul on White trying to deny, or a hold on White trying to deny Valiz the ball.
We need to get some fouls if we have to get in a foul situation.
It's not a bad foul. It's Sammy's third. It's only the fourth team foul. We got 3:09 to go in the game. We're down three. You're right, Ron. It doesn't hurt to get us close. I'd like to be kind of sitting at about five fouls pretty quick here.
All right.
So that you can control when you go into the bonus easily. Valiz with it. White guarding him. Drives with the right hand, stops, goes back, spins, and scores. Boy, he put the brakes on there, didn't he, Ron?
Yeah.
He's got 24 in the game now. Parr gets into traffic, kicks it out to Nelson. He fakes the three, drives baseline, hangs in the air, and he is fouled by Koppel. So Nelson will go back to the line. Warriors from the line tonight. Jaeger's 3 out of 6. Nelson's 1 for 2. White's 1 for 1. So they're just over 500 in the game.
Well, we got to make them.
Nelson misses.
It doesn't even have a chance. It's off to the left.
So that's 5 missed foul shots for the Warriors. Only, well, they've got 4 missed foul shots, so I guess we can't say that's the difference in the game. But, boy, it should be nice to make a couple of these and get closer. Nelson hits the second one cleanly. So he splits a pair again, and it's back to a 4-point game. They get it into Torres. Torres. Trapped, throws it ahead, finds Valiz streaking down the left side. He puts the brakes on at the three-point line, finds Koppel to the rim, and he scores. Nobody saw Koppel. Koppel came in right behind the defense on the right wing. He's got 4. At the other end, Nelson, his shot blocked by Bashaw. This one's slipping away, Ron. 6-point game is all, but the momentum all in the favor, and they're controlling the pace of the game here. Torres back to the other Torres. Now to Valiz. Valiz drives, gets in traffic, off balance. Parr with the block and comes down with the rebound.
There's a foul.
Parr pushes it ahead to Nelson. 6-point game, 2:05 to go. Nelson, Blake fakes the three, goes baseline, pulls up, misses the jumper, gets almost had his own rebound. Valiz gets on the floor and knocks it away. And Goodman calls a full timeout. He wants to set things up for the final 2 minutes here, up 6. 67-61, Blanchett with the lead over Amity. We'll be back after this message on KLYC McMinnville.
Mac Pack and Ship. When you ship or mail, do it the easy way at Mac Pack and Ship. FedEx, DHL, and USPS authorize shippers with the packaging supplies and expertise to do it right. More than a decade of experience in the retail shipping industry, Mac Pack and Ship is a local family-owned business with a concern of doing it right and providing superior customer service. They offer shipping, packaging, mailbox rentals, wide format printing, copies, and notary service. Hey, no job is too big or too small. They make it easy for you. Next to Albertsons and Mac, it's Mac Pack and Ship.
To get a stop.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. And as you heard Ron say, we need to get a stop. And we do, because we haven't had very many stops in the last, in the fourth quarter at all. What was the score? It was, I didn't write down the third quarter score, Ron. It was.
We were down by 7. 57.
It was 52-45, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 52-45. So this quarter is a 15-16 Warrior one-point advantage. And it's a six-point game right now. They get it into Valiz. White working on him. Valiz crossing over, gets across half court to Bashaw. Bashaw starts to drive on Nelson. Now back to Valiz. Those are the two guys they want with the ball in their hands. Valiz starts to drive. White cuts him off. Valiz picks it up to Koppel. Koppel.
Oh.
Back to Valiz.
Koppel's a liability.
Valiz.
If we're going to foul anybody.
Throws it away. Tipped by White.
But fouling anybody, it seems to me when Koppel gets the ball, we need to get a foul.
Well, we only have 14 fouls is the problem. So Scott wants a timeout.
We need to pick up a
and
foul.
I think this is what Scott's going to do is set up. Okay, we've got a minute 31 to go. We're going to need to get some fouls. And this is going to be a full timeout. So we're going to take a break also. 1:31 left to go, fourth quarter, 67-61. Blanchett over Amity. We'll be right back.
Fastenal McMinnville, sponsoring sports on KLYC. If you're looking for fasteners in industry, or if you're just a private citizen, you want a nut or a bolt hard to find, Fastenal, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street. And there's a promotion going on right now. If you go in and buy $1,500 in DeWalt power tools, talk to Scott, and they'll make a deal. Fastenal McMinnville, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street, McMinnville.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Staying up late here with Jeff and Ron, 9:40 p.m. 1:31 left to go in the fourth quarter, 67-61. Blanchett, the number 4 team in the state, leading the number 12 team, Amity. Amity's the number 12 team, Ron, because of what we saw at the end of the third quarter.
Yes.
The difference between Amity being a top 4 or 5 team in the state right now and being ranked 12th and maybe going to drop again, I don't know what will happen if we lose the game here tonight, but the difference is those little spurts in games.
And coincidentally, it's happened in the third quarter, the last four games.
Warriors on defense now, and they try to foul Koppel. They try to foul Bashaw. There's no call. Both of those guys got hammered. So Valiz with it, and White tries to foul him. No call there. Now he drives, gets in the lane, and lays it up and in. The Warriors tried to foul three times there and could not execute a foul. Valiz with 26 in the game.
Get down, get a shot.
There's no question about who the MVP of this game is, Ron. It's R.J. Valiz, the junior quarterback slash point guard. Blake, three-pointer. Yeah. Good! Zach Blake coming back, his second three of the game. He's got 12 in the game. Five-point game, 55 seconds to go. And there's a foul. That's a good foul by Yeager.
Got to have it.
They need another one, two, real quick here. That's only five team fouls on the Warriors. They tried to take one last time. They fouled Koppel hard. They fouled Bashaw. He got hit in the head with an elbow. And no calls. The inbound of Valiz. Boy, you can do anything with him. They throw it ahead to Koppel. Koppel lays it up and in. They couldn't get to him to foul him, and Koppel gets the basket. Koppel's just the junk guy. He's just standing around the basket getting lay-ins. There's a foul at the other end. That'll put Blake on the line to shoot one-on-one with 40 seconds and stops the clock.
Stops the clock. One-on-one. He's got to make them.
Scott wants a timeout. So Zach needs to make both of these. And the Warriors then need to get some turnovers, Ron. 71-64. Blake will head to the line. We got a 30, I think, here. So we're going to stay here also. Though the official's taking his time, he's going to turn this into a full timeout by how long he's taken. He's finally getting over to the scorer's table to call this 30-second timeout. Just told him to start it. That's like an NBA timeout, Ron. They wait for everybody to walk to the bench and get their drink.
Well, they're sitting down like it's a full over here.
Well, I don't think it is.
And our guys are sitting down. Yeah, I think it's
a full. Maybe they did take a full timeout. I thought Scott put his hand on his shoulder and called a 30.
He may not have had a 30.
Yeah, that may be. 39.6 seconds remaining, 71-64, Warriors trailing by 7. Zach Blake will be going to the line to shoot 1-1. 18 fouls on Blanchett, 5 on the Warriors, and that's not a good thing because the Warriors really need to get this clock stopped and get a chance to get the ball back. But the fourth quarter really has been about the Warriors trying to press and Valiz
take.
Consistently breaking the press, either getting the basket himself or getting somebody else an easy basket.
The other thing is, if you close your eyes, I don't think we've run our offense like we did
in the fourth quarter.
In the third quarter. Yeah. No, it's just been garbage time. And
about a minute and a half to go in the third.
Not good percentage
from
shots.
From that point on.
We're missing them.
I think it's safe to say that we do not play well from behind, Ron.
No.
We play well when the game is even or we're ahead, but we really struggle to stay disciplined and patient once we get down 6 or 8 points. Blake gets the first, cuts it down to 6.
You got to keep the ball out of Belisa's hands. Whoever's guarding him's got
to face. Well, that's easy
to say. Got to face guard him.
And then they throw a long to him.
Yeah.
Blake
missed.
Misses the second one.
Tyler.
Parr tips it. Ball's loose. Belize gets it. Who else, right?
RJ Belize.
They push it ahead
Lay-in.
To Torres. Nope. Torres backs it out wisely.
That's
now they foul Bashaw. 28.4 to go. Still a 6-point game. The Warriors are going to curse themselves for their foul shooting tonight, Ron.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
They are, I think, right at 50% now. As Blake splits a pair, they might be just a slightly over. Belize with it. Sammy trying to foul him. Finally, they call it with 24 seconds to go. And that'll put Valise on the line to shoot one and one. That's what you had to do. And Valise is not a great foul shooter. He's good, but he's not great. He's 6 out of 8 tonight, 75%. We'll see what he does here. These are the first foul shots he's had this half. Wart in, Parr out. 24.4 seconds to go, 71-65. And that fouled Sammy out of the game.
Oh, that's why he's out. I was wondering
why I couldn't figure out why he went out, right. And that was Wart. Wart in and Hatch in. Belize, 1-1. Ooh, rims it in. Slid it right over the front edge. Got it to drop. But I'll tell you what, if you want to win a championship, there's a couple things you need. Number one is a point guard. And number two is a big guy that can cause some matchup problems. Belize misses it. Torres gets the rebound. That's going to do it. I don't think the Warriors come back. They're down 7, 18 seconds to go. They scramble. Bashaw gets fouled by Blake. So even when Torres misses, he is a winner. Or Belize misses, it's a winner for them as they get a long rebound. Torres scrambling for that and comes down with it. Tell you what, the Torres boys really round out this lineup nicely. They play good defense. They're hard-nosed, and they've got high basketball IQs. Bashaw makes the first. Both of the Torres boys can shoot the three if you leave them alone, which is huge when you've got Torres with the ball or Valise with the ball in his hand. You need three-point shooters. And then Bashaw is a matchup problem for most people because he's 6'4". He's a great shooter, and he doesn't try to do too much. Bashaw hits a pair. He's had a nice game. He had 11 in the first half. He has 8 in this half. Nelson misses the three, and that'll do it.
Next is Kodiak.
Or Kodiak missed the three, thanks. 74-65, the final score here. And Amity walks out of here knowing that a minute and a half in the third quarter changed the outcome of this game, where they got outscored 9-0, had 4 fruitless trips in a row down the floor, while Blanchett scored 4 straight trips. And wrapped up the quarter with a nice little 2-pointer on the baseline at the buzzer to go up 7, headed into the fourth. They win by 9, but it was that 9-0 run.
And it's really not that Valise is so good, but what Valise brings to the team is that I'm going to take care of this. And we just don't have anybody on our team that's going to step up and say, I'm going to take care of this, and then can produce.
Well, there's not a lot of 6'2 guys who, without a great outside shot, can control a game. He is so strong physically. He's a very good ball handler. He's not flashy, though. And, Ron, we've talked about this, is in this era of club ball and lots of kids playing basketball year-round, there's been a big emphasis on ball handling skills and three-point shooting. Fancy stuff, right? Valise doesn't do either one of those things particularly well. His ball handling is not flashy at all.
No, I didn't see him put it between his legs or whatever. He just waits for an opportunity, then once he decides he's going to drive the hoop, he's going to the hoop.
And he goes right or left.
And he's able to control his body to slither between whoever's jumping out on guard on him. He's going to get it up.
And he's looking for contact.
Yeah.
He's looking to get you into foul trouble and get himself to the foul line, and he's 6'2", and he can finish right at the rim.
And if you drop off 3 on him, he's kicking to the Torreses.
Yep. And, you know, it's not unlike
Horizon
what Horizon Christian does, exactly. Just a little different style, but the philosophy is the same. We're going to make you stop the easy shot, and that's going to give us open looks if you do, because you're not going to stop him one-on-one.
Yeah.
And, you know, I like watching Veliz play, and I'm complimentary of him because he's a throwback. You know, he brings back memories of being a kid where he doesn't really care about that three-point line.
No.
He is interested in either getting a high percentage shot for himself and getting to the foul line, or creating something for somebody else. And there's nothing fancy about his game. He is truly a throwback who would thrive in any era of basketball. And I don't know that he turned the ball over on the dribble all night. He had a couple passes get picked off. But off the dribble, I don't know that anybody was able to knock the ball away from him.
And he's feisty. I mean, he's going to – you saw, he jumped down on the ground and get a ball that's loose. And if it means a bloody nose, okay. And I'm not going out of the game.
No, he didn't. I don't think he came out of the whole game, did he?
No.
He played 32 minutes. He had I don't have that tally from him. He had 16 in the first half, and he had 11 in the second half. So 27 points in the game for Veliz. Not one three-pointer. He ended up – he was 6 out of 8 in the first half from the foul line. He ended up 7 out of 10 from the foul line. They were helped out. Bashaw did his job. He had 11 points in the first half, and he had 9 in the second half, total of 20 points for him. Koppel had 6 easy points where we didn't guard him. Freddie Torres had a pair of threes and ended up with 8 points. Diego Torres had a pair of threes, ended up with 10, and they got a 3 out of Nemburi. The Warriors were led by Kodiak Yeager and Sam White. Both did a good job tonight overall, but they just didn't get enough help. White had 3 threes. That's 9 of his 16 points. Yeager had 1 three and 14 points overall. Parr ended up with 10 points. Zach Blake with 12. Josh Wart with 6. And Jason Nelson with 6. All right, folks, that's it for tonight. I'll be back on the air tomorrow night for a home game against Taft, where the Warriors get back to their league schedule. Ron, I think if the Warriors take anything out of this game, it is that they can play with anybody. They've played with Dayton. They played with Horizon. They played with Santa Am Christian for 2.5 quarters before they had a meltdown there. And they played with number four Blanchett tonight.
Yeah, it's the defensive intensity that is not holding on to that kind of intensity for 32 minutes. And then if you give up an easy basket, it's like they relax on offense and try to want to come back, and they totally get out of their offense.
Trying to do too much on the offensive end to make up for some bad defense or some lapses in defense, or just another team getting hot for a minute.
Yeah.
And then if we force it on the offensive end, we're turning the ball over, taking bad shots, one and done, team gets out and runs, and then it snowballs on you.
And free throws.
And